Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part four in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
So this kind of reflection, it takes just that. It takes reflection. It takes time. It takes intentionality to where we have to sit down. We have to list the events. We have to list the emotions. We have to list the beliefs. And what we're trying to do is really to really ask ourselves, like, okay, what happened to me? You know, what happened to me? How did I get here? It's so important to tell your story, because that's what you're doing when you tell your story. You're kind of noticing, like, how did I get here? How do I get here? Because if I don't know how I got here, especially if there's a lot of dysfunction, if I don't know how I got here, it can be tough to know where to go from here. But also it can be tough because even if I make some major changes, we tend to default into habitual behavior. And so if I don't know how I got here, there's a good chance I can go back to that place and not realize I'm doing it. So the work of life mapping is important for that reason. So I'll pause there. Is there anything do you want to add or take away or nuance to that?
A few things. The processes, there are, like, just like in anything, there's multiple ways to accomplish this. And you listed one where you wrote down memories on a post-it note and then put them in chronological order or a timeline. Like, that's a great way to do it. It's because, like, we all think and process differently. There isn't like a, there are, you know, things that we want to be honest, but how we get to our story, there are multiple ways. And some people are like, just like the idea, like if you were to ask me, Wes, a couple of years ago, it's like, well, describe your childhood. I'm like, it was really good. Lots of it were really good. My parents came, were present. They were a big part of my life. They loved me imperfectly because they are not perfect people. And because they loved me imperfectly, it affected me in different ways. A lot of positive, a lot of negative. That's normal. But for it to be what with people who grow up in a very stable household, I can confidently say that mine was pretty stable. And when that happens, that means I can be dishonest about, well, it was really good compared to a lot of the people I know. So I'm just not going to look into it. That's not being honest. That's one way to look at it. So a way to think about what was it like, the nurture side of your life, a really practical way to see what it was actually like is write out and say, or if you're wanting to gain clarity, write out and think about what it looked like getting ready for school in the morning. Who was there? Who helped? Like, did you wake up on your own? Were you woken up by your parents? Did you wake up on time? Did you get to school on time? Did they make your lunch? Did you make your lunch? Did you have to make your own breakfast? Was there breakfast? Was there food in the house? Did they get you to the school bus? Did you have to walk to school? Were you dropped off by your parents? All these different details add clarity to how you grew up. And you can do it for elementary school, middle school, high school. And then, like, the question, like, did you finish high school? Why not? What happened? That's one way to start adding clarity to what happened to you. And this isn't an accusatory or like a convict, like you were like convicting or judging your story. Don't look at this as like, I'm judging my story. It's like, I'm just wanting to get the facts. What happened? I'm trying to get a good, honest narration of my story. Now, if that process, you're like, I have no idea. I cannot remember. Something that you could do. Another step is, for lack of a better term, body mapping. And what that does is just, this one's, I like this one because it's really simple. You write down, like, on a piece of paper, one, like, just like a line paper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 20. And then as, like, you're not going to remember age. Well, some people might remember the young ages, but like how did you explore? What was a major thing that you experienced with your body at each of those ages? Now, that could be like when I was 14, I got in a car wreck because that affected, like, I was in the hospital. I'm just giving examples. Like when I was, or if you, when you were 12, you smoked your first cigarette. When you were 17, you lost your virginity. When you were 8 was the first time you got in a physical fight with someone who wasn't in your family. When 6 was the first time you got abused by someone physically. So like putting those things into place and then taking that information and lining it up with those events or memories that you were talking about, Wes, you can start connecting some dots. You're like, huh, when I was 11, like this is an example, it's not from my story, but this is how this can work, is you look at, oh, when I was 11, I started drinking. When I was 10, we moved and I was really angry at my parents. There might be a correlation between those two events. And that's what we're looking for, is clarity around what happened to you, good and bad. So then the next part is that question of what happened to you is a question that we have been trying to answer for a very long time. Like biblically, there's Paul says this great thing about, like, I know the things I don't want to do, and yet I still do them. Getting clarity around our story helps answer maybe parts of why you do the things you don't want to do. And that's why this work is important.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 5 in our conversation. We'll see you then.